Okay, so working through Noelle's case study page, where once you go to the case studies, you select to find out more about Noelle's work, you are taken to the page that identifies in six thumbnails her their six projects that kind of speak to each of the six steps in the design process. Define, ideate, plan, prototype, test, and improve, where those are reflections or manifestations of design journals and project builders that were used sequentially to move across the semester from project one to project four, where project one was the making of a thing and project four was the redesign or, of that original thing. To the left of these six thumbnail images, as well as the process, the design process steps, you will see three separate case analysis videos that basically break down the work, look at it a little more in depth in terms of how these pieces answer research questions or get at potentially answering research questions and show student growth, how a student in the case study or shown in their work throughout the case study was able to evidence using the design process, if it was successful, if it was unsuccessful, what was so effective about it. So that is essentially the concept. Design for this page. What's becoming not problematic so much as just slowing up the work is that some of these projects do not neatly fit part of the design process as easily as you would think. So, although design journals were meant to get at specific things or accomplish specific things, sometimes those things were done out of order by the student, or sometimes they were tackled in a different way that was originally planned for or conceived for that design journal or project builder. So, in order to capture in a thumbnail or to show the student's work in the case study super easily or very clearly is not as simple as it would seem. So I guess what starts to happen now is a realization that there has to be some revisions made to the structures of the design journals and project builders, not only in terms of sequencing those things and assignments, but also maybe not looking so specifically at things that needed to be accomplished or a particular task in those journals or project builders. Maybe they need to kind of get a little more gray or a little more broad in terms of what students could do with them. So that's something that I'm coming to find as I work through this. Another thing also is that I'm noticing when you talk about showing a, or not talk about, but when you actually show the design journal, what the student writes doesn't always neatly package what happens in terms of what's being probed at in the research questions or what's kind of the end all be all penultimate end game for this dissertation project. They can bring up a lot of other things or show a lot of different things that the student was trying to accomplish. That kind of happened organically instead of maybe what I thought as the instructor would maybe happen with projects.